This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. It's the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about anything, though, focusing tonight on the D.C. disgusting situation that developed this afternoon. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can call in, you can get on the air and bring up anything you'd like. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Also, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site, all kinds of different features there. But the main one actually allows you to submit different things from around the web. Others vote on them. The most voted up make it to the front and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Today, at around noon, high noon, at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., about a dozen activists or so, maybe more. We'll get a more accurate count here from Adam in a moment. But they gathered to engage in a little bit of a protest, dancing. Because recently a judge, a man wearing a robe, decided that it was completely within the park ranger's rights to pretty much stop you from doing anything they don't like. If they don't want you there dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, it's completely legal for them to arrest you for it. So they came over and they threatened these folks and they stopped them from dancing. They weren't dancing in any kind of a dangerous manner. They were just enjoying themselves and having a good time. And the cops decided to rain on their parade by arresting them and, in one man's case, body slamming him to the ground. They also made sure to kick as much of the media out. In fact, they kicked everybody out from the Jefferson Memorial that was there at that time, including everybody with a video camera. And luckily, Adam Kokesh was there, and he was one of the many folks that have brought some cameras along. In fact, you are the host of Adam Versus the Man on RT, which is a nightly television program. I believe it's a half an hour long per night at the start. It's at 7 o'clock Eastern on RT. And welcome back to the show, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, I have to, if I may, just correct something in your account of today's event.
Please.
Because if you watch the video, it clearly demonstrates that I can't dance.
I was amused by the dancing, but I was not amused by what they did to you. They slammed you to the ground, and who knows what happened off camera. But
I saw the choke. The guy choked you with hands on your neck.
Yes, I was. There actually was a moment there. I was a little bit concerned because he did have me in a proper blood choke, and it was a little disturbing, but. It's amazing the response and that people are really getting the message out of what we were trying to do. And we were there, we were there to have fun and to make a point, and we succeeded. And we're very happy that that people are being inspired by this and taking up the cause and saying, this is, I'm looking at this picture on my Facebook page that someone just put together, and it's got, you know, Thomas Jefferson, the epic fail. And I wish I could tell you that there was something at the end of the story that you missed, that, you know, the statue of Thomas Jefferson came to life and leaned over and then shot lasers at his eyes out of the cops or something, but it didn't go down that way. It was the arrest process was a sight and release after that. I mean, after what you see on the video, I guess if you want, I can give you a little bit of the background of how it came together.
Well, certainly. I mean, for our listeners that maybe are just tuning in, this actually all started back in 2008 when a young lady was arrested for celebrating Jefferson's birthday by silently dancing with her headphones in. And she went to court, and the court decided that it was A-okay for her to be arrested for that, because they can do whatever they want to you. You are their serfs, and they'll treat you however they want. And so then there was this kind of this protest that was scheduled today by Ed and some of the other guys down there in D.C. who...
Well, it was because after the appeal, the final judgment, that it was acceptable to make it illegal to dance, regardless of whether or not you have a legal definition for that. That came out just this past Monday, and this was an immediate reaction to that, to say, you know, we're gonna stand up and disobey this in order to stand up for our rights.
It was heroic, and we've had a number of the folks on that were participating today over the last few days on the show talking about this and kind of promoting it. And I didn't think that they were going to do this. I thought they were going to do the smart thing and just let folks dance.
Yeah, that would have been the way to handle this.
I was surprised by this. Were you surprised?
We were joking about it afterwards. Like, if they had just stood around and watched us dance for like 5 minutes, we would have stopped and looked around and be like, well, what a bunch of dorks we are.
Yep.
And that would have been the end of it, and we would have walked away.
Yep.
But this event, you know, credit for this event really belongs to Jared Denman and Eddie Dickey, who were there, who got arrested with me, and I invited Medea Benjamin from Code Pink, and she showed up with a friend, and if you watch the beginning of any of the videos of this, the way that they got arrested was really absurd, because there were actually
those are the folks that were slow dancing, right?
They were ready to dance, and the cops come over, and we were kind of waiting to get other people show up. It wasn't like specifically planned as like a timed flash mob or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But people were coming in, and we were just kind of congregating in the corner just loosely. And they came over, and they said, "Who's your leader?"
Mm-hmm. Who was your leader?
Typical.
Thomas Jefferson, obviously.
Yeah.
And they all, you know, got a little frustrated at that. And Medea and her friend, Tiger Berry, were standing behind this guy when he was saying, you know, we had the cameras on him. And he said, "Look, if you dance, you know, you're going to be arrested. If you're demonstrating, you're going to be arrested." Mm-hmm. And right by then, he started backing up into them like it was intentional. It's really strange. You can see all this in the video.
Yeah, and by the way, the video is going to be up later, I'm sure, over at AdamVersusTheMan.com. Yep. It's also right now up at FreeKeen.com, so folks can go see it. It's absolutely outrageous. The cop comes up to these folks slow dancing. He pulls them apart and basically and really just tells them, no dancing.
Yeah, well, slow dancing is even an exaggeration for what they were doing. And I can tell you, you know, I was talking to Medea. She honestly was not planning on getting arrested. I mean, she thought she'd come and do a little dancing and have some fun and be a part of it because it's the kind of thing that, you know, Code Pink is really, you know, really good about. They stand up for freedom of speech, and they were like rocking back and forth, and they kissed once, and then this cop comes and says, like, break it up.
Yep, it's so,
and
she says,
okay, I'm stopping. Like, she really was trying to not
get arrested
at that point.
It's so outrageous, and you can stick with us. I know you are you willing to take some questions here from perhaps folks in the audience?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Right. So 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There are a lot of people that are on hold. They've been waiting since the last hour to talk about this. I want to have the board operator check in with those folks, see if they've got questions specifically for you. You were there. I mean, it's great to have you here to talk about this because other people were arrested. Almost half a dozen folks were arrested today. How many of them are still in jail?
Oh, no, we were all handled on Staten Release. And, you know, that's one of the really amazing things about what happened today and the power of the Internet, because as soon as it was, you know, like we were live streaming the event, and there were only like 20 people watching the actual live stream of the event. And as soon as we got arrested, someone put up a video. What was his name? Sorry, sitting right here, your friend from San Antonio.
Matthew Medina from
We Are Change San Antonio posted a video right away for an impromptu call bomb for people to call into the police department. And nice. I was even, like, playing games, these questions that you're asking in order for my sight and release are inappropriate. And they put me back in the cell, and they were like, can we give you another chance now? And so they dragged me out again to go talk to the, you know, woman behind the desk and everything, because they were getting bombarded with calls, and it was really amazing that support was there instantly for us. I mean, it felt really good. Before we even got to the, I mean, this video was instantly uploaded before we got to the station. They were getting calls from people saying, let them out. So, like, if I had really been a stick in the mud and wanted to stay for the weekend, you know, and get arraigned on Tuesday morning, I could have, but...
There's nothing wrong with getting out of jail. I mean, I don't blame anybody for that, but it's amazing that the activists turning out like that. That's one of the things that social media, I think, has really changed about the liberty activism movement.
Well, here's the thing is that we've decided that because there's been so much support for this, you know, in this outpouring of support, this enthusiasm for what we were doing and wanting to be a part, because, like, we were having fun. Like, that was the thing, is we were really having fun making our point. And, you know, even the bumps and bruises through that, it was still really fun. And a lot of people want to join, so we're saying that we're going to be back there next Saturday at noon. And you don't have to be dancing to get arrested. You don't have to be inside the memorial. You can stay outside and dance on the desk.
That's the way you win this one. I'm afraid that they've upped the ante now, and that the only way for you guys to win is to go back week after week and dance. Yep. And at some point, they're going to get sick of it.
Well, I hope that you can double your numbers next time, too. I mean, if you can get more people dancing the second time, then it's a win. If fewer people show up, I don't know, then they're probably just going to crack some heads. I'll tell you what, stick with us, Adam. We're going to take some calls from with Adam Kokesh here, AdamVersusTheMan.com. com, his website, 800-259-9231. He was the guy that got body slammed in the video that you can see over
Iraq
at
Freekeen. War veteran.
At Freekeen.com. Yeah, exactly right. We'll continue here with your calls for Adam, and then your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Hey, welcome to America. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. Though calls for Adam Kokesh will be given priority at the moment because he's with us to talk about his arrest today in Washington, D.C., along with about a half a dozen people arrested for dancing. at the Jefferson Memorial.
Criminals.
Adam was thrown to the ground by a man wearing blue striped track pants, which is a symbol of, it's their gang symbol. They wear their gang symbol, and they also have symbols that they place on their vehicles, their personal vehicles and such. You may notice it as you're driving around. Maybe you've seen them before and didn't know what they were. It's usually a little black flag-looking thing with a blue stripe running through it. That's the thin blue line symbol. It's a gang symbol, and it indicates to fellow gang members that the vehicle, in you know, that is a vehicle owned by, perhaps operated by, a fellow gang member.
It's essentially a symbol that says, don't give this a ticket.
Right, so it doesn't always work these days, though, so if you try to get one for yourself, it's not going to guarantee you anything. But nonetheless, these men took these folks down, they arrested them, and then we've heard rumors, but Adam Kokesh is with us here from AdamVersusTheMan.com. That's his television show on RT every single night during the week at 7 o'clock Eastern. Adam, what was the charge in this case?
Well, it was dancing in a restricted area, and that's really absurd, because the video provides absolutely clear evidence that I can't dance. But
if you can't qualify
that as dancing, you know, maybe I deserve the body slam.
Dancing in a restricted area, that's seriously what the wording of the charge is?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And now, is this like a violation? Is this a misdemeanor? How does that work?
I don't know. I haven't even bothered to look at the piece of paper yet, except to see that it says dancing in a restricted area, and that the court date is to be determined, so I have to wait for a phone call at this
point. Wow.
Laughable.
Yeah.
So are you planning on...
They were repeatedly threatening for all sorts of stuff. Well, for all of us, really, to say we're going to hold you to arraignment on Tuesday, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. We've been in jail for 3 days. And, you know, meanwhile, they're getting bombarded with phone calls from people supporting us, and I think it had a huge effect. So I really want to again say thank you to our friends who made that happen.
Yeah, the Liberty Activism network out there, it just keeps getting better as people are getting better networked, like with Facebook and such, and other tools.
Absolutely.
So another question I had for you about this, and we'll get to some folks who want to talk to you here on the phones at 800-259-9231, is I don't know a lot about Washington, D.C. Like, here in New Hampshire, if you don't pay the fine, whatever they hit you, when they hit you with some nonsense charge, they always find you guilty, most often will find you guilty and then, you know, expect you to pay them. But lots of activists up here just don't pay. And some of them will just go to jail for however many days, because here it's $50 a day. Whatever the fine is how long you have to stay in jail. How does it work in D.C.? What if they say, we want $300 from you? And, you know, you tell them you're not going to pay it. What happens?
Well, for a lot of, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm really not an expert on that. I mean, I've been arrested several times in the areas, you know, and what we got today was some form of what they call cite and relief, I guess. But normally, cite and release means that you have to pay a $50 fine up front, and you pay $50. And if you have it on you, great. If you don't have it on you, and you know, you get maybe one phone call to have someone bring it in, or someone else who's in jail can give it to you. I mean, it's like a really screwy, petty extortion system that, like, we're going to arrest you for being at this protest and charge you $50 to get out. You know, it's like an excuse for them to take you away from the protest area. I mean, this is why protests aren't able to really do what they've been doing in the Middle East, say, because this is how they get shut down. This is how they get defused. This is how they take. This is how they're able to forcibly remove people.
Are you planning on paying the fine?
Well, we don't have a fine yet. That's the thing. All we have is this ticket that says, this is really funny. We went through the whole process today, and then they let me out. They let me out the door, and they said, you can wait here for your friends to take off. And then 5 minutes later, this guy comes rushing out the door, going, "Hey, wait! We forgot to get you to sign this thing."
Oh,
and I realized as soon as he went back in, I was like, "Wait a second! They didn't have me sign a paper."
This is one of the big reasons why activists really should take things to trial instead of taking plea bargains, for instance, because the cops frequently just botch it up and they screw
all the incompetence.
Yeah, man. Let's go quickly to Kevin. He's in Maryland. He's got a question for you, Kevin. Listening to WGMD, you're on with Adam Kokesh.
I'm the one that borrowed him.
Dude. Kevin?
Hey, hello. It's me, Kevin. Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I mean, this is what you get when you have Obama running the White House. I mean, it's
liberal
agenda.
Go ahead, Adam.
this is socialism, man.
Thanks, Kevin, for the call. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Adam.
I mean, Obama certainly deserves responsibility for this, absolutely. But credit, no. I mean, this is something much deeper and systemic than Obama. Obama is a puppet. He's a power broker. It's not that he has got a single sponsor, but no, was he responsible for this? No, the American people who tolerate this as a standard for behavior with police officers are responsible for this. The fact that every time this happens in every small town in America, there isn't a demand that these police officers get fired. That in Texas, where that cop at the school district shot a 14-year-old in a backyard shed, or as he was coming out of a backyard shed for punching another kid, that man is on a desk and still getting paid. And in America, in the police force, I got to tell you, it's the bad apples that give the other 5% a bad name. And it's that 95% that defend the really messed up ones. They're just as bad. They're just as guilty. And it's the entire system of justice or injustice that we have in this country that makes this possible. And it's our tax dollars that pay for it. And the fact that Americans don't stand up at every opportunity they get. But if I may, one last thing. We are in this. And there are a lot of people who are getting behind the event that we're declaring for next Saturday, June 4th, the 22nd anniversary of Tiananmen Square.
It's going to be epic.
Right back at the Jefferson Memorial.
Wow, yeah. Perfect timing, too, by the way.
I think it's important to point out that during the Bush administration, there were free speech zones. This is nothing new. I know you want to vilify Obama. I don't like him either. But this isn't just Obama.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Washington, D.C. police, and they are just kind of showing the rest of, everybody that this is what policing is about today. It's about them owning you and telling you that whatever they want you to do. Hey, quick question, Adam. You're coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, right?
Yes, I'll be there for the second weekend. We're coming up. We're driving through the night after our show Thursday. But I just got to say, my producer, Dustin, who will be listening then, we're also bringing Jake Negative Neocon Nancy with us, DeLiberto. And a couple other friends and my dog Blue. We're going to be up there Thursday night, but Friday morning effectively, and we'll be there through the weekend, the second weekend. And I'm really looking forward to roasting Stefan Molyneux with everybody.
But, oh, that should be a lot of fun.
The full video is up on our website. It's linked there, AdamVersusTheMan.com. You can see the raw footage of this video that's blown up. You don't have to try to find it on YouTube or anywhere else. It's there, and you can subscribe to the channel. There's one interesting twist about this. I don't know if you guys saw my interview with Eric Holder, impromptu street interview that got broken up by a member of
the Park Police. You're going to have to spit it out in 20 seconds, man.
It was the same officer that body slammed me today. Go back
and look at the footage. Oh, my gosh. Incredible. Yeah. Wow. So AdamVersusTheMan.com, people can go, they can see your show. It's, as I said before, it's nightly over at RT and online, of course, as well, over at AdamVersusTheMan.com. Dude, thanks for taking time out of your night tonight to talk to us. Sure. I know I don't think you've even eaten yet.
No, well, I've eaten, but I'm hungry again. I eat a lot.
All right, very good. Well, enjoy the food, and glad you're out and not sitting in one of their cages.
That was my biggest concern, is I'd be starving on a regular prison diet.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. We'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a few weeks. And maybe we'll hear more from you next week after the next event, which is happening this coming Saturday. Very exciting. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. I really hope they can double or triple their numbers this
like
next
a Hydra.
Time. More coming up. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready? Ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231 as we continue to cover this story out of Washington, D.C. this afternoon. I was going to talk about assisted suicide. I come into the studio 15 minutes before the show. And was blindsided by this news. I knew that there was going to be a dancing event at the Jefferson Memorial today in Washington, D.C. I thought, no problem. 72 people said on Facebook they were going to attend. More than 70, it says 86 now. But there's a Facebook event called Silent Dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And I figured, oh, okay, man, no problem. A bunch of people are going to show up. And I knew that it was unlikely that all 70-something people were going to show. I didn't know how many would. Looked like maybe a solid dozen, because five were arrested, and I saw probably at least four or five people with video cameras. Maybe there were some more people that weren't so obvious, because there were a number of people in the Jefferson Memorial, but most of them were kind of standing off to the side, just watching the tyranny that was striking in their midst. As these police come in and threaten these folks for dancing. They were there doing this because of what a rogue man decided about how the Park Service could pretty much arrest, and the cops can arrest anybody for anything they want on government property if they tell them not to do it. And they told them they can't dance. Some folks danced anyway, and they were arrested. Adam Kokesh body slammed to the ground, choked. The video's up at freekeen.com and adamversustheman.com. You can go to either of those places and see it, and it's just stunning.
You know, and I think on this Memorial Day weekend, I keep on pushing the point that he's an Iraq War veteran. And to me, that doesn't mean anything. To me, it's a job that somebody chooses to do. But there are a lot of people that make a big deal about soldiers.
Offer your freedoms.
Yeah, soldiers fighting for freedoms. And I really, you know, the question I have to ask is, if you can't expressively dance in a silent fashion at the Jefferson Memorial, what freedoms are we talking about? I'm not saying it's a big one that I want to do, but isn't that freedom of expression?
Yeah.
I mean,
seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Isn't it? Aren't they peaceably assembling?
Seemed pretty peaceable to me. Nobody was getting hit. It wasn't like they were slam dancing.
Why are the cops throwing people with cameras out of the Jefferson Memorial?
Why did they throw everyone out? They threw everybody out. You know, it's interesting. There was a news story, and we'll get right back into your calls, but there's a short piece over at NBC. They had their cameraman there. And the way it's written is, I would say, favorable toward the police. A handful of dancers got cuffed on Saturday for doing what they say the Founding Fathers would have wanted them to do, expressive dancing in national parks. A court recently ruled that expressive dancing was a category with picketing, speech-making, and marching, a banned activity at national memorials. You shall not speech make, you shall not picket, you shall not march, you shall not do whatever arbitrary thing we say you shall not do, because we own you. I inserted that as a little editorializing. Back to NBC. A small group came out Saturday to protest the ruling by dancing together inside the rotunda of the Jefferson Memorial. But after a few minutes, their moves got busted by park police. Five were arrested while listening to earphones and moving rhythmically in the shadow of Thomas Jefferson. Jared Denman, a demonstrator, told NBC Washington the founders understood the only thing that was going to make the American experiment succeed was the people standing up for these rights. The memorial was shut down while the demonstrators got arrested. Now listen to how they put this. This is the very last paragraph, short little piece. Listen to how they put this. Edward Kelly of Richmond said this. Oh, excuse me. First, they editorialized with, some visiting from out of town were less than impressed with the protesters' interpretive moves. Quote, I think it's ridiculous. We just traveled up the steps and we've been waiting for 15 minutes. Now does it sound like he's mad at the protesters or mad at the fact that the place has been shut down?
Well, I think that often it will get the cops will do something, shut something down, and then the people that we're doing whatever protest or whatever it is. I mean, I don't even know that I would call this a protest. It wasn't a protest until the cops jumped in. I mean, this was just some people that were going to
express
something.
Well, it was done in protest of the ruling, I think. But
whatever, these people
certainly
these
that
people
is a political
would have been
term.
Able to view this monument, and they would not have even noticed the people dancing. They wouldn't have even
right.
cared.
They would have maybe thought it was silly and taken a picture.
The cops caused this problem, not the protesters.
They totally did. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Zachary, listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Zachary with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. I was listening to the story of this organized thing going on in Washington. The event itself may not fall into the category, but it's a little bit of a story, if you'll indulge me. I was involved in an organized protest once in my life. The last one I ever went to. It was 2002. I was in New York City. I was there with a group of people, and we were doing volunteer work in soup kitchens and whatnot, and we decided it would be a good idea to go down to an anti-war protest. You imagine 2002 New York City anti-war protest. You can kind of figure out the atmosphere that's going on there.
Sure.
Yeah, people didn't like your opinion.
Yeah. We went to a church. We met there. The person who was the figurehead or organizer was a prominent ex-IRA official, an older lady. And,
the Irish Republican Army.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. She'd been involved in the IRA, the militant wing in the 80s, apparently. What we were going to do is we were going to march silently to the UN. The American Embassy to the UN is right across the street from the UN. For people that don't know, I haven't been up there, the UN is not considered American soil. It's international sort of neutral ground.
Okay.
The embassies are kind of in that same category.
Got it, yeah. All right.
The idea then, and she prepared us for this, was that we would be going down there. They would be making a statement to the press who were already going to be collected there. The police were already going to be there also. And at this, I was like, what's going on? Why are the police already going to be there? Why do we know that? We marched down there. People are, you know, booing us, hissing us. Construction workers throwing things at us. I kind of figured that would happen.
Wow. Okay.
We get down there. There's press already there. There's a police van. At that point, we are told, kind of whispering down the vine, that if you want to be arrested, to cross the sidewalk into the entryway of the embassy.
I see.
They had previously arranged with the police. Apparently, the New York City Police Department has a process for protesters who want to be arrested. in the name of their cause.
Okay.
And be photographed doing so, kind of like going somewhere and having somebody take your picture in front of the memorial or something.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
At this point, I'm like, well, you know, I'm a college student from Kansas. I have no interest in being arrested. Thank you very much. But to me, the whole thing seemed very contrived.
Yeah, and that certainly sounds contrived.
I don't think what Adam was describing was necessarily in the same category, but ever since this experience, I'm very suspicious of organized protests and organized civil disobedience activities. Not civil disobedience as a principle, mm-hmm. but these sorts of, we're going to go down, we're going to march, the police are going to be there, we're going to get arrested.
Every time I've ever done civil disobedience, right. I've had no idea what was going to happen. I knew that arrests were a possibility, but I've had no idea what would end up transpiring.
I'm reasonably certain these people did not know that the cops were necessarily going to be there. They announced
it. I believe that.
I could see turning a wry eye. I'm not surprised at what happened. Actually, quite honestly, what I expected to have happen was that the cops would be smart about this and ignore some dorks that want to dance at the Jefferson Memorial, and they would have taken the high ground in this particular instance and won. However, what they did, in fact, was feed the fire.
Zachary, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David, listening to Extreme XM on XM Satellite Radio. Hello, David. David in Iowa. Hey.
I was listening about the dancers here, and I just wanted to say that it kind of perturbed me when I heard that the military is not fighting for your right. I am in the military, and I do completely agree that it's a job that people sign up for, but the disregard for the respect that they are fighting for your right.
I'll tell you what, we'll come back and talk to you about it if you stick with us. More with David here in moments. 800-259-9231. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is the company to do that for you. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty. Go check out the banner for SACL CAI at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
I hope David sticks with us because I think this is a very appropriate topic considering it's Memorial Day weekend here. Is the military fighting for freedom? If so, what freedom are we talking about? Because I don't feel very free. Do you? It's Free Talk Live.
Andrew Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. We're talking about the crackdown today on dancing. Multiple people, about half a dozen folks arrested in the Jefferson Memorial public so-called place. Think you can do peaceful things in public places like, oh, I don't know, hold a sign or dance or, you know, do some kind of a public protest, an assembly, if you will?
Do you think you could peaceably assemble?
Yeah. You know, the First Amendment of the Constitution, I'm pretty sure it says something about being able to peaceably assemble. I'm pretty sure it says freedom of speech. And I think expression is usually included in that concept, too, and dancing could be certainly considered expressive. And nonetheless, half a dozen folks were arrested, one of them body slammed to the ground and choked. Because
an Iraq war veteran.
Yeah, that's right, because you know, they were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial today. And, of course, it is the holiday, the Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people are having barbecues and such. And the idea, this kind of cliched idea that the military, they're there to keep you safe and to keep you free. But what freedom are we talking about here? Because I don't really feel that free. It seems to me that I'm
one of the freest countries in the world.
It seems to me that I'm constantly under threat of violence by men calling themselves the police for any number of arbitrary things. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, we'll go back to your calls in a moment, but I want to bring up the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I asked Adam Kokesh earlier. He's the television talk host who was body slammed to the ground today. You can see the video over at freekeen.com. I had asked Adam if he was going to be attending Porkfest, and I already knew the answer. Yeah, he is. We're going to be there as well. Lots of liberty-oriented people, hundreds of them, maybe even 1,000 will be there this year at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening again, and it keeps getting better every single year. You've got everything from live musical performances to family fun activities, agorism in action. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. So go and get registered. It's June 20th through the 26th, just a few weeks away, and you can go to porkfest.com to get on board and learn more about it. PORCFEST.com. If you use our discount code, FREETALKLIVE, just run it all together as one word, FREETALKLIVE will save you 20% on your registration at porkfest.com. I think David is still with us listening to XM's Extreme Talk. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you're a member of the military, a current...
Former?
You're a current member of the military.
Current. Yes.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
And the first thing I want to get out is I completely agree that we have a lack of freedoms and a lack of rights. But the one thing that kind of got me off guard there was that it's not the military that's taking away these freedoms and the rights. We have no jurisdiction on our land unless there's war here and it's against somebody else.
Well, that much is true.
That's a true statement, but a lot of these guys are former military. Just I'll have you know that. I mean, it's common for former military to come back to the country and then get a job as a cop.
Very true. That's what I'm going into, actually.
And you see, and I guess this is the point that I'd like to make here, is if the military is fighting for freedom, and that's what we're told all the time, then this should be an easily supportable statement. I mean, because you can go ask 80% of Americans will tell you, well, yeah, the military's over there fighting for your freedom. Then it should be easy to prove. The people in the military should be fighting. They should be upholding their oath to the Constitution. I would say that that means that they, in fact, should refuse to go to into battle when a war hasn't been declared, and a war hasn't been declared since 1941.
What about the protecting from domestic enemies part, too?
Right. It seems to me that that many people in the military would agree that the politicians are overstepping their bounds, overstepping their oaths to the Constitution. How many of these military members pick up arms or do anything to stop these enemies domestic?
Well, that's a good question, David. If you've sworn an oath, and I presume you swore the oath to protect people from enemies foreign and domestic, wouldn't you consider these police officers domestic enemies? I mean, they're destroying freedom here. Shouldn't they be dealt with by the military?
Yes, I agree there, and I feel the exact same way you do. However, the stab at the entire military, when if I was to go out and do that, I'd be thrown in jail for the remainder of my term, and I would also be thrown in civilian jail as soon as that was up.
I understand
anything without orders. So the stab at the entire military, most of the guys, the people fighting are the guys like me. We're in the lower ranks and stuff. We don't make the decision. So
I see where you're coming from,
right? I don't say the people in the military are bad.
So you
what
have
I said is that I don't believe that they're out there fighting for our freedoms.
Clearly
and
not.
At this point, you have yet to sort of prove to me that that truism, that statement that people make that the military is fighting for their freedom. It seems to me that all you're doing is pointing out that in fact the contrary.
Following
is
orders. You're just following orders,
right? You can't follow orders and fight for freedom at the same time, can you?
No, I understand that, and that was just kind of an intro there. I just wanted to get that out before I brought to the main point of call, and that is where in the Constitution do we have a freedom of expression?
The Constitution's freedom of expression has been outlined many, many times by the Supreme Court and lower courts. I agree with you. It does not say the freedom of expression in the Constitution.
The Supreme Court, the same ones that are taking our freedoms away. Because
they are now. That's true.
However they feel to read the Constitution becomes constitutional law, which has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a problem.
It does say here in the 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively and to the people. And number 9 was that...
Well, I'm sorry, Mark. It doesn't matter. The idea that the Constitution... And David, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight.
The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So,
right.
I mean,
so the idea that this piece of paper has to outline all of the rights that the government can't steal from you is ludicrous, number one. And number two, of course, we know that even the ones that are outlined here have been just ripped away and destroyed.
Right. They can talk about freedom of speech, but you don't get it. So it really doesn't matter if a freedom of expression exists or not. Here's the truth. The truth is you own yourself, and you own the fruits of your labor, your money. If the government, if you're in a contractual, voluntary relationship with the government, and they take your money to build and do things that need to be done, and you're happy with that, then you should be able to do what you want on that property because your money has been delegated towards that. At the very least, you should be able to protest and make your voice be heard as a citizen of the United States. It seems to me in the area known as the District of Columbia,
right,
about these rights that are protected by the federal government.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. I believe Mark is listening in Jackson, Tennessee, to the TJ Network. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
That's great, Mark. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you talk about the people dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, and you were reading the article, and it was talking about the Supreme Court ruling saying that no speech-making or protest or anything like that can be done.
I believe it was actually, just a point of clarification, I believe it was a district court ruling in D.C.
Okay. Well, anyway, if that law was in effect back, 50 years ago, where would the speech "I Have a Dream" have been given?
Great question.
Yeah.
I mean, most of these judges nowadays are saying that they are all for, civil rights, this, that, and the other, and they're always, saying that, Republicans, Libertarians, everybody else are against it, but they're going against everything that they said they believe in by doing this.
It's very, very hard to work for the government and still be for civil rights. I'm not saying that no one can do it. I'm just saying it's really, really hard.
Well, they're all for your rights as long as you have them over in the specified area that they designate, which is over back behind the building by the dumpster.
Yeah.
You know, the little taped-off area where they that's your free speech zone. You can have all the rights you want. Just stand over there, please, where no one can see you.
It sounds like they're telling you that you can have all the rights you want as long as they're, or all the beliefs you want, as long as they're our beliefs,
yep.
And you do it the way we tell you to do it.
That's right. Do what we say, and you will be all right, citizen. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, that's what they'd have you believe, and there are plenty of people who believe it. There are plenty of people who bought this line that, well, if I just keep my head down, I know I don't like what they're doing with the TSA, and I certainly don't like what they do with those dancing folks out there today, but if I just keep my head down, and I pay my taxes, and I follow...
Leave me alone.
If I follow every single edict and diktat that they hand down from on high, and I just keep myself really quiet, maybe my family and I can make it to our graves without going into a jail cell. I mean, isn't that what you're afraid of?
If you're not afraid of going to a jail cell, then you don't have anything to be afraid of, right?
Well, they could all extinguish your life. I mean, nobody had their brains blown out today at the Jefferson Memorial, but there's no reason why they couldn't have. I mean, all kinds of examples of the police just killing people and getting away with it. So I guess that's the worst-case scenario. But you're going to die anyway, and so why die in a tyrannical state when you have a chance at actually living in freedom? But in order to do that, you actually have to take some level of risk.
There is the General John Stark quote that live free or die, death is not the worst of evils. I'll tell you, I think you can do more for liberty by staying alive.
I agree, and that's why I said I don't recommend that anybody resist the police, because usually that just ends up giving you more, you know, charges that you have to deal with, and if you encounter a rogue cop, he may indeed execute you or do something horrifically painful, permanently disfiguring to you. That's a realistic possibility, which is why just having numbers is what's important. If you've got enough people who are just going to get arrested and refuse to pay the fines and take everything to trial, you will overwhelm and crush their system. But you have to be willing to, you know, risk something. And you have to have numbers. So getting people together is important, which is why we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Hour 3 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.